Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the final little bite-sized political podcast of today, May 2nd, 2024. And we're going to chat a little bit more about what's happening up in Scotland. So bear with me. Hopefully you'll find this interesting. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring me and enabling this work to get out to you guys. I read in the press today that John Swinney, is to announce his bid to become First Minister of Scotland, leader of the SNP, and successor to Humza Yousaf. Apparently, he's going to hold a press conference later today, at which it is announced that he will be standing. Now, the thing about it is, it's unclear whether he's going to face a contest from the former Finance Secretary Kate Forbes. She's not going to be at the event, so that's interesting. And it is understood that the two of them met the other day, and that promoted speculation that a deal may be done to avoid a leadership contest. And that, actually thinking about it, Kate Forbes, who obviously is not one of the more woke members of the SNP, she's only 34 years old, so she's very, very young to be in such a senior position as First Minister. So she may want to give it a sit out for the next few years anyway, and let Mr. Swinney make the Horlicks off it, which he definitely will. Because the thing about John Swinney to understand is he is continuity Sturgeon. You know, when Nicola Sturgeon fell over, let's say, shenanigans, Humza Yousaf let it be known that he was, if you like, the Sturgeon candidate. So he had the indirect blessing of Nicola Sturgeon, or so he portrayed it, and she never contradicted that. So we have to assume that Humza Yousaf was continuity Sturgeon. Well, John Swinney himself seems to be continuity Sturgeon as well, which shows you the long shadow she casts over the SNP. And the thing about him is, I mean, look, to be a Scottish nationalist and to seek independence for Scotland is perfectly reasonable. There's nothing wrong in that. That's fine. That's what you want to do. I understand that and can respect that. It's a legitimate set of political perspective. However, and this is where it gets awkward, Swinney has embraced the wokeism that's destroyed to a degree Sturgeon and certainly Humza Yousaf. So, for example, he does back the insanity of Scotland's got to lead the world in getting to net zero. He voted for that. When it comes to the Gender Recognition Act, you know, the notion that if someone says they're a woman, then they're a woman, even if they've got a beard and a deep voice, right? He supported that as well. So on all the key bits of woke legislation, John Swinney is no different to Humza Yousaf or Nicola Sturgeon. This really is what's going to destroy the SNP, because you see, that's why someone like Kate Forbes has really no chance, because she is not evidently embracing some of this wokery, but the party has. The SNP have gone woke, and that ultimately, you know what they say, go woke, go broke. Being woke will destroy them, is destroying them. So I assume, I only can guess, that John Swinney will become the next leader of the SNP for no other reason that he's as woke as, or he pretends to be as woke as the membership. And the membership supports the insanity of green politics, for example, which is absolutely insane. And of course, it gets them away from their core mission. The core mission of the Scottish Nationalist Party is to gain independence. But they're too busy telling us that men can be women and women can be men, and that puberty blockers is a good thing, and that deindustrializing our entire economy is going to be super duper fine with no problems. They're too busy doing that, and they can't see that that is actually destructive of the position that they once held. And the position that they once held, which I guess Alex Salmond in particular espoused, and then to a degree Nicola Sturgeon, was all about getting Scotland to be independent, even though not of the EU, obviously. But that made a kind of logical sense. The position they now have doesn't make any sense at all. And that's why they're going to be absolutely monstered when we get to the elections, which will happen this year at some point, the general election, you will see the Labour Party make massive gains at the expense of the SNP. It's not that Labour isn't woke, because Labour is woke, but they've made a point of pretending that they're not woke. And unfortunately, the electorate's so easily fooled that they'll go, yeah, that seems fine. They seem a better choice. And of course, the other thing about the Labour Party is they don't want Scotland to be independent of Westminster. So you can see the problem for the SNP. I think, and this is something I wouldn't have said this, to be honest, 2 years ago, never mind 4 or 5 years ago. I think the SNP are going to be retreating and just form a little sort of rump of political opinion, which is obviously going to be very woke. It'll probably get more weak. Maybe they should merge with the Greens, because at this point, I'm not sure what the difference between the Green Party and the SNP is. And it is worth, and finally, it's worth noting that Humza Yousaf survived the no confidence vote yesterday only because the Green Party voted for him. They voted against the no confidence vote, which keeps the SNP in government. And so it's ironic. The irony is that, you know, the Greens have basically thrown out Humza Yousaf, but they've also kept him in position. In other words, the SNP are the Greens' bitch. Thanks for listening.